Every day, you get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather brought to you by
Sweet
James, the People's Accident Attorney. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Boy, Chad, I hope you didn't accidentally spit in Gatos's coffee cup over there.
And the reason is pretty simple.
To bail you out of jail today.
Have a coffee.
It's a law now.
Here they are, Gatos and Chad.
Super law. Can't spit in someone's coffee or beverage or food in Arizona. Ducey signed the bill that now is a law. And so if you're thinking out there, let me spit in this guy's meal, don't do it. You'd go to jail for a while.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because people will do that, and they'll film it because they're idiots. And we have this want now to make sure that every crime, and for those of you guys not giving score, we're not just talking about many small crimes. Crimes like murder are being live streamed and filmed now. So the stupid is strong.
Breaking into the Capitol. This is a good idea. I'm going to live stream this so that the FBI can arrest me a day later. People are stupid. I got to tell you, today we've gotten some amazing news about COVID vaccines. Last hour we were talking about, there's a Johns Hopkins professor that says, listen, if you put everybody, you know, together in America who got COVID, then the ones that got COVID and didn't and never even knew it.
Which is far bigger probably than any of the people who got it and have been vaccinated,
and
probably way bigger.
You take the people who are now getting vaccinated, because we're doing about 2 million vaccines a day in the United States.
We've slowed down.
We've slowed down a little bit, but it's going to be 2 million. We're going to get way more when other vaccines come out, and that's coming soon. If you put all that together, one person from Johns Hopkins says April.
Yeah.
Herd immunity. The president said earlier this week, I think things are going to be better by Christmas. There's no way I'll go out of my mind if it takes till Christmas for things to get back to normal.
Now, if it's going to be till Christmas, then
we're gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
We've got to get more people vaccinated.
And he's not just saying, I'm throwing stuff out there. He's looking at true statistics and breaking things down. And he said, you cannot explain the precipitous drop, 76% of the cases just on, we haven't traveled. It's not that. There are so many other things that go into this. Part of it is T-cell immunity, which for some people who are asymptomatic, they've already had it. They've been exposed to it. They've had it. And for others, it's people who have gotten another form of T-cell immunity where they've been exposed to it. It's so many times, but they've not caught it, that even their cells and they've got antibodies that can reactivate because there's memories inside the T-cell.
So April, we'll see.
That's
one person who's got to be a smart person, because Johns Hopkins.
Remember,
that's no
government,
dummy.
Business, they have a big stake in this thing lasting a bit.
No, they need it to end so our economy can get better.
They have a big stake in making sure that things go.
And you drag this thing along,
they have a
it's
going to
be
stake.
A mess.
They have a big stake. And states will get through it much faster than, say, the entire country. We may come out of this thing. We talked about it yesterday. What is it? Fun stats said we're close to almost 60%, which would be herd immunity.
I thought it was, 44% of Arizonans had COVID already?
And that's not even counting the people that we don't know, as well as the people that have been vaccinated.
Right.
We're close to that 60% threshold. So
maybe
we may come out of it. On the other side of things, like places like California, New York, they may be locked down for the rest of their lives.
I don't know. Maybe. And the California variant is now in Arizona. They're worried about that being worse than the UK variant. So I know we're throwing a lot of stuff at you, but, you know, is there a chance that herd immunity could happen by April? One person says it. I don't know.
I
don't know. I hope so.
I could see, and I've said, and you look at stats and you look at statisticians along with the epidemiologists, they all say the same thing. We're never going to get there with vaccinations alone. It's just never going to happen. Because by the time we finish vaccinating people, if these things don't work the way that they think, they're going to have to start all over again. And we're going to be stuck inside. It's going to be a vicious circle.
They won't have to start all over again. They'll tweak the vaccination, which is quite easy to do.
But it's going to take a while.
Well, I don't even know that. I mean, there are Pfizer and Moderna said, listen, we can tweak this thing. We can definitely tweak it.
But yeah. They also said today, hey, you know what? We're missing a lot of things we don't have access to as far as some of the bio things that we need.
Well, let's get them
the
access.
Which will slow down the process. And some of that's manufacturing and a few other things.
So it's good news. Could that be very positive? Of course it could. I mean, it's not that we're going to be out of this thing by April, but if herd immunity is achieved by then, I think everybody's doing the dance, okay? Here's the other one on COVID. Pfizer doesn't have to be stored in Arctic temperatures, according to two studies.
So one of them was out of Israel.
Uh-huh.
The other one was out of the UK. And by the way, they also... BioNTech and Pfizer both did a study as well that it doesn't have to be in these special refrigerators. They can be restored at kind of medicine pharmacy quality
refrigerators. Why is that important?
Well, because
it
can be at anywhere. Your doctor has one of those.
Right.
Your Johnson & Johnson could literally be stored anywhere. But this can be at Walgreens, CVS, your doctor's. Makes everything easier.
A lot. And in at State Farm Stadium, that's where Pfizer is. And so if Pfizer doesn't have to be, I mean, how do I say this? It's like Pfizer is, it's so, you have to be so careful with the temperature, how long it's out. And you have to worry about that because sometimes they throw the vaccine away. Now, if Pfizer is coming out and saying, or these other countries are coming out and saying about Pfizer, yeah, the temperature doesn't have to be that cold. Well, you could go to State Farm Stadium. And you could leave those vaccines out all day.
Yeah.
And then you can get more people in. It's not going to go bad at a certain point where you got to toss them.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. The other thing about Pfizer is there are experts saying one dose might be enough.
Absolutely.
So if one dose is enough, they say you get to 80, 90%. Two doses, you get to 95%. Well, if we're talking nine, let's just say best, you're talking one dose, 90%. You got to give everybody. If this is true, you got to give everybody the one dose.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And you've said that for a while.
I have. Should be the one that's out there.
Maybe.
But think about this for a second. You got 100 people in a room. You've got 100 vaccines. I'd rather give everybody a vaccine, regardless of their color, their age, all of that stuff, because I know this. Even if it's 50% effective, and they're already saying it could be up to 85% effective, it's just one shot.
One. Yeah.
So.
Well, Moderna, after a certain point. One shot is 80 and
over. Yeah, this is 85% after 15 to 28 days.
That's Pfizer.
That's right. Pfizer. So guess what? If I give 50% of the people both shots, these people over here could get sick and die, right? If you're really worried about that.
We're going to see if the UK is right because that's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
They have been holding back the two shots. They're giving as many people one shot as possible.
And Pfizer said if you're determined to get this, the second shot, you can go up to 12 weeks past when you should have gotten your second shot.
A lot of numbers out there.
A lot of numbers.
But there's a lot of good.
There's a lot.
We gave you just a lot of good news. So Johnson & Johnson by the end of this month, that's the big one too. So got to beat this thing. And I know that people are tired of hearing it. You still got to wear a mask. You still got to at least a little bit socially distance. You still got to do your part because we ain't out of it yet. And I know that nobody likes to hear that, including me, but it is the truth. All right. Coming up next, let's see. The Capitol rioters, they have a new defense, and it just might work.
Might work?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, you know the people who stormed the Capitol? They're all, you know, some of them are in jail. That QAnon
Shaman.
The Chewbacca's illegitimate son. He's in jail.
He's
apparently had a phone. Apparently got vaccine. He also has organic food that he's eating. He's better off in jail than he was out of jail. But they're all trying to figure out a defense. How, you know, they try and blame the former president. Okay. How about this for a defense? They let me in.
Yeah.
The cops let me in. And I just walked in. Is that a good defense or is this just hot garbage? Joining us now is KTAR legal analyst, Monica Lindstrom.
I've heard of her.
Yes. Monica, is this actually a good defense? They're blaming the police for letting them inside the building.
Well, it depends, right? That's what it is in the law all the time. It depends. I think really what they would have to do with each one of these cases is look at the totality of the circumstances. So if a crime has an intent element to it, like you went into the building, you intended to break the law when you went in, you intended to break something, steal something, you intended to storm the Capitol, then that could be a defense because they could say, well, yeah, I intended to do that, but they opened the door and just let me in kind of thing. And so I didn't commit any crime because they let me come in. So that could be a possible defense. But the prosecution can turn around and basically say, hey, what about the broken glass? What about the cops running? What about the officers that were around saying, don't do this, or screaming, or, you know, people saying, yeah, break down the door, or something like that. When you look at everything, how can you possibly say that you didn't think you were doing anything wrong? So that's the hurdle that they're going to come across or come up against. And that's a really tall hurdle.
Hey, Monica, if you're, because some of these people, I think they just were, they were in the back of the crowd and everybody was moving forward. They kind of wandered in. That's much different than the likes of some of these people who did destroy stuff, who did fight. That's a tough defense. Whether they let you in or not, you still went in and broke a bunch of stuff. But some of these other people who just like, I was wandering in with everybody else and I got lumped into it. That's a much easier defense for them, right?
I agree. I definitely agree. If they're not on cameras, they're not on video, and they were towards the back of the group, they might be able to say, look, I thought it was okay by then that I could go in. But again, the prosecutor is going to look at the circumstances and say, come on, jury, let's think about this. Common sense tells you that they're saying this, but they went down there to picket. They went down there to riot. They went down there to see what was happening. They were part of the chanting and the yelling and screaming, and none of that was positive. Right, at least right outside the Capitol, these particular groups, they were saying some very not so nice and kind and peaceful things. Hmm. So that's what's going to happen. But it's going to be a little tough for the prosecutor, but I think it's tougher for the defendants, quite honestly. Now, there are some crimes, from what I understand, that are there on the Capitol grounds that do not require an intent. Quite honestly, if you're in the building or you're in a restricted area and you don't have the permission to be there, meaning you don't have the badge or something like that, no intent is required, and they can get you on that.
Monica Lindstrom's joining us. The Capitol rioters have a new defense. They're saying, hey, the cops just let us in. Do you think that the lawyers will say, hey, there are six Capitol police officers that have been suspended. There are 29 others that are being investigated for their alleged roles in the riot. Is that something
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point, because they can couple that with you can't charge me because they actually let me in. But then the prosecutors could turn around and say, well, you knew they weren't supposed to let you do that. And what, were you part of this conspiracy to now storm the Capitol and cause these problems? So there's a lot of variables here. And the prosecutors, they're going to have to look at each case individually. And they all have some things in common, but each person will probably be just a little different.
All right. Monica, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, you guys too. Bye.
All right. A legal expert, Monica Lindstrom, the Capitol rioters, this new defense. I hope it doesn't work. Okay. Hey, coming up next, story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. You know, we give you 19 hours, 45 minutes of news this week, but coming up in just a second, we'll share something from our personal lives. That's what we like to do coming up Friday.
Story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
Oh, yes. The end of the show on Friday, it's like show and tell, isn't it?
It is. We spent all that money getting Morgan Freeman to do that, so this is going to be quick.
All right. I'll go first this week. So a little something from my personal life. This weekend, we're going to celebrate my nephews. They're in their 20s. They're awesome. They're on my wife's side. And what I love about these two guys is that they let me into their lives. They bring me into their lives. Why is that weird?
I didn't say that.
I thought you just said weird.
Maybe.
Why would you say weird?
I don't know.
That's an awful thing to say.
It's kind of funny, though.
Anyway, I am going to give the 21-year-old a special gift, I think. And I think this is kind of cool. I said, listen, take my car. By the way, no one drives my car. No one, not even you. I said, take my car, take your lovely girlfriend out for dinner. I'm going to pay for all that, and I want you to go and have a great 21st birthday. Because being 21 is a big deal. Do you remember the day you turned 21?
Yes.
The day I turned 21, I walked into a place just to buy a beer, just because I knew I could, legally. And so that's exactly what I did. It was like a huge deal. I'm like, I can do this now.
But have you had you drank before?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I wasn't 21 yet. You have to wait legally until you're at the age of 21. So, and what I love about these guys is, you know, my wife on her side has just a huge family, right? But they still make time for me. It's a very cool thing. It's very special to me. So I want to wish those guys a happy birthday, Cameron and Preston. I love you guys. And we'll celebrate this
Which
weekend.
Which one's the baseball player?
Preston.
Preston.
That's he right. brings me out to the field and he takes batting practice from his father, who pitches to him, and I get to play the outfield. It's the greatest thing.
Now, do you show him how amazing you are in the outfield?
Oh, yeah, I'm awesome. It's baseballs that I'm catching, too. Those suckers get out there fast.
They do. They do. They absolutely do.
Story time on the Gatos and Chad Show.
You know what? It is a relaxing weekend for me. I might go play some golf, have some fun, and enjoy this. But, you know, this week, we joked about it because you're like JPL and the whole Mars thing. I love that stuff. And Jack and I had a big conversation about this is because I was talking to him the other day about all the things in his lifetime that he's going to see. All these things in his lifetime. Because we were talking about Prince Philip, who's the husband of the Queen and the Duke of God knows what. He is, he's 99, but he's not doing well. But I said, we got talking about all kinds of stuff. And I said, Jack, that guy lived, he's lived 100 years. His lifetime, there was no air travel like we have it now. Mm. There was no television. There was none. I said, where we've come from, even from when I was born, Terry says that, but when you see us go to a place like Mars in the way that we're doing it, I said, in your lifetime and still in my lifetime, the leaps forwards we're going to take, the way that things are going to happen is so amazing. And that's why, because he and I have been having a lot of talk. He's like, Dad, you know, because there's this bizarre world of, you know, what are kids going to do? And I told him, I said, your life should be having fun and on that computer every day. Learning something new, learning how to code, finding out stuff. And he really loves it. And it's important because the world's becoming more technologically advanced, not less technologically advanced. And I said, man, wouldn't you like to be in that room with those people? Yeah, granted, they're a little nerdy. I get that. A little nerdy, a little dirty. But I said, those people sent something that took... It went hundreds of millions of miles, not 100 miles, not 1,000. And he was amazed by it, too. And I said, they're going to fly their helicopter thing up there, their drone. And it's just fascinating because, you know, space travel and all that stuff. But it's just about the advancement in technology. And he and I are reminiscing because I told him, I said, dude, when I was a kid, you guys have VR now. I love VR. Remember when we were kids, we had that silly thing that you'd put on your head and you'd pull the thing down and it would just switch something, whatever that thing was called.
It was like a picture.
Yeah, that was our VR.
Yeah, that was garbage.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh my God, look, a dinosaur. Look, I'm in front of the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. I said, man, your world is amazing. And I said, I could spend a lot of time getting inside of it.
I wonder if he appreciates it. He's too young, though.
He does and he doesn't. He's still, because he's grown up with it. I'm still in awe of a lot of this stuff, but he's grown up and a lot of people... In my age group are the ones who designed a lot of stuff, but I'm still amazed with it, and I love it, and I absolutely love it, and it's amazing.
Story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. Give you 19 hours, 45 minutes of news, and what we do at the end of the show on Friday, bring you into our personal lives. So that'll do it for the shows this week. We got Becky Lynn coming up with Arizona's Evening News. We're back on Monday.